The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately sick, and who can understand it? Jeremiah 17:10. Have you ever considered what would need to happen in order for you to reach your breaking point? How much nonsense? How many lies? How much stealing would it take for you to finally give in to your natural impulses, and then you find that you do something that you'll regret, but your feelings are so strong that you just don't care. Your only thoughts are to get even, to get back at the person that hurt you in some way, or maybe they just didn't like you, or who prevented you from getting or having something you felt entitled to. Today there are too many who feel that they don't need a real or valid reason to not like you. They just need a perception that they can stand by to paint you as someone you aren't, or themselves as someone they're not. Today, under the constant bombardment of advances we are told that will keep us safe, we are finding out that we don't always know if the voice on the other end of the phone is real, or if the picture we're looking at has been photoshopped to look real, to make someone be where they weren't or say what they didn't. We don't know if what we hear in the radio or read in the newspaper is real or true. Could it be that what is happening is actually AI computer-generated to appear real? Today we don't even know if the man sitting next to us is in fact a man, or if they're a woman transformed because of surgery or hormones, physical life-altering changes. It used to be that a person was identified at birth as a male or a female, and now they can change their identity every day if they choose to, and if another questions the sanity of this, then they're the problem. Because they asked how can this be or questioned the reality of the change and didn't merely consent to the insanity of it all. This is like being in a revolving door. People walk into it, and each compartment in the turnstile leads them into the same darkness. There is not any difference or direction when exiting any of them. And some people who enter, they never reemerge from the door itself. They just spend their days walking in circles. Is it any wonder that tempers run high, that feelings are constantly hurt, or that no one talks to anyone else anymore? And what do we talk about? The economy, politics, and the invasion of the United States are taken off the table, and other more personal items become priority. Why do we skirt around those things that need to be addressed and need to be talked about? The things of a sane world, with functioning people, a place where morals are welcome, ethics are encouraged, and the word of the Lord can be clearly heard. God did not create the world that we live in now. No, man created this mess, and he continues to destroy all that is good and right. He lays claims to those things that are not his, the whole of the earth, and he seeks to destroy all that do not agree with him or walk the paths set out by him. Man seeks to conquer his creator and remove him from his throne. In this our day, it's becoming too easy to see things being done that are deceitful and evil, done not under the cover of night, but in the light of day. And there's a boldness about them today that wouldn't, and under any other circumstances, have been accepted in any other day or by any other generation. You see, we've become a generation that would rather go along to get along than speak truth and risk offending someone, even if in that offense it may mean life or death for them, not as they perceive by their feelings, but in truth and by God's hand. How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? Psalm 94:4. These actions taken by people are taken by people who live as though there is no one that they must answer to, nor is there anyone who will do anything about what they do, because too many others are like them. So many are they in number today that the only difference to them is that some are a little more selective about what they do and where they do it, but they yet have the audacity to step out of the shadows and snub their nose at the Lord God. They are all filled with arrogance, feigning, ignorance. They plan, they devise, they scheme, and they execute their plans, and they have no fear. And their foolishness precedes them, as it is noted, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The psalmist asks the Lord to show himself, that the wicked may fall, that they be exposed for what they have done and who they have become. Justice and vengeance belong to the Lord, the psalmist writes. And from Psalm 94, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thy judge of the earth, and render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine inheritance. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. And yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? And he that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are wicked. Psalm 94:1-11. The psalmist understands that it is only the Lord who knows a man's heart. Only he knows the attitude that one harbors in what he does, and only the Lord knows what is just and right for each man, and of the good they have done, or the evil they have entertained. Only the Lord knows, and only he is just in dealing with the man. It is not hard to see today the hearts of men, but to see the extent of the evil or the wickedness that they harbor and that they conceal to others, only the Lord can see its depths. There is much today that raises questions, especially in a world at a time when we don't know what is real and what is false, what is true and what is a lie, who's a friend or who's a foe. It was Jesus who showed that you could make an enemy a friend, but today we see many under dark influences and that our friends are quickly becoming our enemies, and often for reasons that from lack of context makes them impossible to understand. The Lord gave warning to Israel in the desert of Sinai about breaking his covenant with him. And he has already told them that the man that thinks that he can go his own way and do his own thing will be the man that will at some point in time find the curses of the Lord's words will fall upon him. And he should not think that he gets away with anything, for the Lord sees all things. And if the man persists in his ways and bites the hand that feeds him, if he perverts the hand that clothes him, and if he strikes the hand that reaches out for him, then that person who has rejected the hand of God, he will stand before the Lord and be judged for what he did or what he didn't do. The writer of Hebrews tells us in Hebrews 10:31, it is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And in Hebrews 12:29, we hear why. For our God is a consuming fire. To be pitied is the person whose name is not written in the Lamb's book of life. For on the day of judgment, for him, will come the eternal knowing that from that day on his days will be spent in the pit of hell, and his companions will be the demons and the devil, along with all of the others who rejected the name of Jesus and refused his gift of salvation. And all those whose name is not written in the book of life will not be remembered by heaven. We often forget that the Lord is omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient, meaning he knows everything, he is everywhere, and he has all power and authority to do as he pleases and with whom he pleases. No man can change that, nor can he rewrite it or alter the context of its meaning. Today's the day, and now's the time. Come before the Lord and ask his forgiveness for the sin that you have committed against him and him alone. You see, when we strike out with vengeance or anger in our hearts with the intent to get even or to inflict damage to another or to take what is not ours for the taking, we take into our own hands the setting of the law, and it is our laws then that we lay down or believe that should be rightfully followed. But in truth, regardless of what others say, it still stands that the earth and everything in it belongs to the Lord, and it is his to do with as he pleases. He who loves you watches over you. And if he watches over you, he will protect you. And in his protection, he provides for you, and his love nourishes you. His love will sustain you in all times and will guide you and speak to your heart, showing you the way, leading you through truth, and from it, you will know life, a life in Christ Jesus, who is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Amen. And my only question to you today is, won't you come?